You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Every single week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry goings-on, delivered to you in under 15 minutes to fit your very busy life. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Pikmin 4. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, number one, shame on you. Number two, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback on the show, which I don't get enough of. You can do that by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. And you can also find the show and join in the conversation, chat with me by finding me on Threads mostly these days, but also Twitter and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every single week, I start the show with some positive vibes, a special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a little bit more welcoming and spread some joy. And this week's positive vibes go out to Larry Herb. If you don't know the name Larry Herb, you probably know the name Major Nelson, as one of the most prominent faces and voices of Xbox for 20 years now, whether he was hosting live shows, sharing the latest Xbox news on social media, or hosting his popular podcast, he was as much a part of Xbox as Master Chief or the color green. This past week, he announced that he is leaving Microsoft and moving on to new adventures. And I wanted to take this opportunity to wish him all the best and to thank him for keeping us members of the Xbox and the gaming community both informed and entertained for so many years. Best wishes, Major. For as successful as it's been, and for as much fun as I've had with the Nintendo Switch over the last 7 years, I've also felt like Nintendo has neglected a lot of my favorite Nintendo franchises. There's been no sign of F-Zero or Wave Race, and there's no new Pilot Wings or Star Fox games, and I'm still crossing my fingers for a brand new Donkey Kong game. And up until recently, I would have included Pikmin on that list. It's always been a favorite of mine, but I thought that it was just destined to always be on that list of games that I wish would get a sequel. Well, after releasing Pikmin 3 Deluxe a couple of years ago, this year Nintendo has re-released the first two games on the Switch, and now we've got our first all-new Pikmin game in a decade with the release of Pikmin 4. And I think it just might have been worth the wait. Pikmin 4 walks that tightrope of being very true to the games that came before it, while also evolving the series in some meaningful ways. At its core, it's exactly what you remember. You get stuck on a planet, and you need the help of the local plant-like creatures to search for items and repair your ship. You'll pluck various colored Pikmin from the ground, each have their, you know, own unique abilities, and you'll dig up all sorts of bizarre treasures. Discovering what objects are hidden in the world and what funny names they give them has always been one of my favorite parts of the game. For instance, in this one, a baseball is called the Orb of Destruction, a bicycle bell is a path creator, and one of my favorites is a skateboard, which they call a personal injury plank. It's great stuff, and it makes me want to search out every last item in the world. As you search this oversized garden world, you'll need to battle bugs by flinging your Pikmin at them and using their abilities to find ways around the environment, like using the ice Pikmin to freeze a puddle so you can walk across. And each day you have a limited amount of time to do as much as possible before the sun sets and the critters in the world become ferocious and gobble up any Pikmin that you left behind. It's that old Pikmin formula, and it still works, and it's still incredibly entertaining. There's lots of new stuff here, though, so if you've played all the games before, it's not just going to be more of the same that you're familiar with. For instance, you'll find and rescue all sorts of crewmates, as well as regular civilians who got themselves trapped on this planet. Each time you find someone, they populate in a hub area where you can interact and talk with them, and many of them have unique roles or abilities. One person, for instance, helps to keep a catalog of all the treasures that you find, while a stylist can help you, you know, customize your look. And another serves as the shopkeeper, where you can purchase upgrades and items. And there's a lot to buy. I don't recall past games having much in the way of upgrades, but here you can buy attachments for your suit to protect you from the heat, the cold, boost your hit points, or make you faster. And there's also items like bombs and mines and all sorts of stuff to use in combat. And there's ways to upgrade your skills, the skills of both you and your pup. Oh yeah, you have a dog this time. Oachi is your weird little two-legged alien dog who is with you the entire game and can be very useful. You can use him to attack enemies, dig up and carry items, or you and all of your Pikmin can jump on his back to get around the levels faster. With all of these new features, there's always something to be working towards, and there's much better variety to the gameplay than previous games. From underground levels to the new nighttime missions with their own unique Pikmin and objectives to the really cool Dandori levels. These are special side missions that task you with collecting as many items as you can in a limited amount of time, either on your own while you're trying to reach a set goal, or head-to-head against a mysterious leaf-faced opponent who keeps showing up throughout the game. I am about 12 or 13 hours in, and I've yet to get even slightly tired of the gameplay. There's so many new things that the game keeps throwing at you. If you're a longtime fan of the series like me, Pikmin 4 seems to be the culmination of everything they've done. It is the ultimate edition of the game that you love. There's more to find, more ways to play, and just more of all the things that you love. And if you've never played the series before, I think this is the best time yet to give it a try. It's one of the most fun games I've played this year, and it is another brilliant addition to your Switch library. One of my favorite things to do on the weekend is movie night with my wife and kids. And if you're looking for something new to watch for your family movie night, I highly recommend the new animated film Nimona, which came out last month on Netflix. It tells the story of a knight who is framed for a crime that he didn't commit, and he befriends a shape-shifting troublemaker to help clear his name. We watched it this last weekend, and it instantly became a hit with my entire family. My youngest saying even that Nimona is one of her favorite characters of all time. The style of the film, it mashes together a medieval setting with science fiction, and it works really, really well. You get knights in armor and lasers. Win-win. The characters are great. They're complex. They're interesting. And they're funny. Seriously, this movie brings the laughs more than your average animated film. It is really, really funny. It's also nice to see a family film that has queer characters that are, you know, obviously queer. You know, it's not hinted at. It's not teased. No, this is who they are. It's clear. It's 2023, for crying out loud. You can show two men kissing. It's okay. You'll live. It's action-packed. It's hilarious. And it's filled with a lot of heart. It's the rare movie that is equally entertaining for all ages. So go watch it this weekend, Nimona on Netflix, and show the movie some support. It would be a shame if it didn't get more attention. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. Don't forget that you can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoyed this show, you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow the show on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So until next time, be well and keep playing.